You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government by and for the people. This past weekend, the Mapathon Coalition, a group of over 250 New Hampshire voters who have been working since May, released their New Hampshire House voting district maps for review by the public. The group had previously released maps for the New Hampshire Executive Council, New Hampshire Senate, and U.S. Congress. Also in New Hampshire redistricting this week are 2 days of House Special Committee on Redistricting work sessions on Wednesday and Thursday, 10 to 1, where committee members are submitting maps for discussions. Behind the scenes, though, both Republican Party and Democratic Party operatives have been busy creating maps for their party to submit. Don't be surprised if there is a last-minute submission trying to fly past public scrutiny, as happened during the process in 2011, when the public had 24 hours of review before the vote occurred. Then, apparently, there are two public hearings in Concord on either November 8th and 9th or 9th and 10th to review the maps on which the committee will vote. 8 days before the hearing, there is no confirmation of this. And appallingly, these maps will only be on paper, not in electronic form, making it harder for the public to see. The final steps are executive sessions on November 16th and 17th, when the committee will make its final amendments and vote. Because the committee has been less than forthright with its information, vigilance is required. As Granny D said, democracy is not something we have, it's something we do. For the Open Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.